It's 3-2. Here's Luke Jones with David Jackson.
Luke, what an extraordinary match. You must be absolutely gutted to have come out of that with nothing.
Yeah, definitely, obviously. After starting so well, we thought we were on the front foot and we'd really set out a stall against them and got the two early goals. And we felt that we were comfortable in the game. And then, obviously, Pezza gets sent off and then the game changes and we concede at a bad time just before the half time, and then we know that we've got a tough job coming out in the second half at 2-1 with a man down. But I didn't think we, as a team, we managed it well, and that's everyone involved in that. I don't think we managed how the game needed to go, and that's what's cost us in the end.
Well, yeah, in the second half you were just camped in your own half, weren't you? Like you said, you created so many chances first half, and I know you were a man down, but that second half was really flat, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. We found ourselves deep at times, and obviously I think our ball retention wasn't good enough, and I think when you go a man down, that kind of thing's got to tell, and you've got to keep the ball and put some passes together if you're going to go down the other end and still cause them problems, and I don't think we did that. And like you say, we found ourselves deep, and I think we were getting deeper and deeper, and obviously that put pressure on us, and they were getting crosses in from wide areas.
It's a pity for Kyle Perry, without talking about the incident itself as such, but he scored two, he could have had about four in that first half, and then he's gone and done something silly, got himself sent off and knocked the team back, and yet he was the man who put you in that position in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've not seen what's happened with the sending off, but it's just one of those things But having said that, once he's sent off, we've got to learn that sometimes that's going to happen in games, and then we've got to learn to manage that accordingly. And we came in at half-time, and obviously the gaffer's talked about things that he wants us to set out and do, and we haven't been able to put them into practice. And I think that, rather than Perry being sent off, I think that's the thing that's cost us in the end, because obviously we've still got a lead to hold on to, and I don't think, like I say, the ball retention, things like that, our shape, and obviously being too deep, that's one of the things that has made it difficult for us in the second half.
Particularly hurting as well, I suppose, because the fantastic unbeaten home run has come to an end. 15 games unbeaten here at Field Mill before today. That record then goes, and it's no winners in four, and it feels a little bit flatter, whereas half an hour in, we were all on our feet and so happy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, after it starting so well, we really saw that we could push on and maybe get a good few against Stevenage, but obviously that wasn't to happen, and now it's about us, how we bounce back. I mean, it happens, everybody goes through periods, and obviously it's about getting out of it as quick as you can. I don't think there's any big crisis. I just think that the last few games, things haven't gone quite how we would have wanted. Like you say, the first 15 minutes were well in the game, and you think this could be any sort of score, and then we come off the pitch 3-2, and obviously everything's doom and gloom, but it's now up to ourselves to work on a training ground on different things, and obviously defending being one of them, because we've conceded three, and take that forward and try and take that to the next game.
Great stuff. Thanks, Luke.
Luke Jones with David Jackson at Field Mill on BBC Radio Nottingham. Right, we can now hear from Matt Ritchie at Meadow Lane with